You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy, Dylan Matthews, live in the Kia Studios, giving you the hometown take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Good Tuesday morning to you. I hope y'all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure the people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there, making sure the people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night vending machine technicians out there making sure that people can get their snack on early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work and the kiddos get from home to school in a safe and timely fashion. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear load truck drivers, all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers, Amazon drivers, Amazon workers, all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospitality workers out there working and making sure that people are having a great stay wherever that may be. Shout out to all my early morning, late night funeral home workers. And, of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. Oh, and I can't forget my local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry and my local 613 IBEW workers out there. Salute to y'all as well. Hope y'all having a great start to your Tuesday. The vibes are a little weird. Like, they're good, but there's some somberness in the vibes as well. But there's also a little bit of hope sprinkled in with the vibes. We're going to explain here all in the next few minutes. And we're going to get to the Atlanta Braves, but I actually have to start with the Atlanta Hawks because they made the news of the day yesterday, and there was news coming from all of the major teams yesterday. Good and bad news, really. Well, not really any bad news for the Falcons, but some news that could lead to some other news potentially. We'll get into it all, but let's start with the Atlanta Hawks, shall we? The Hawks made the biggest waves of the day yesterday in the news cycle, and that was after they announced they are, one, searching for a president of basketball operations, and two, they have made a GM change. They have relieved Landry Fields of his duties, and now the new Hawks GM is Ansi Sala. He has been promoted to the general manager of the Atlanta Hawks. If you remember, he was involved with Golden State and was a part of some of the Golden State Warriors' success. So that's good. That is promising. That's the little bit of hope that we talk about that's sprinkled in there. But I'll say this. I don't know if Landry Fields deserved to be fired. I don't necessarily think he did. I'm going to come out and say it. I know some of y'all Hawks fans, and you know what? We can open up the phone lines at 404-726-0929 and let me know how you're feeling about Landry Fields being fired and Antsi Salah being the guy now as far as the general manager for the Atlanta Hawks. You can let me know how you're feeling. 404-726-0929. I don't think Landry Fields deserved to be fired. The more and more I think about it, I'm like, why? He was starting to cook. He was starting to put some things together. And you talk about, what have you done for me lately? He got you a two guard, a versatile guard at that, who could be your point guard in Dyson Daniels, a young Dyson Daniels, who is a finalist for Defensive Player of the Year, a guy who, you know, was in New Orleans, was okay as a role player, but he has fully blossomed into a starter because, one, you saw something in him that you liked in him, and Quinn Snyder then put him out there, believed in him enough to put him out there, and he has flourished here in the ATL. But Landry Fields went and got him. He went and got the trade. He salvaged that DeJounte Murray trade that, one, should have never happened, but he was able to salvage a DeJounte Murray trade that still looks bad to this day. And that we are still feeling the effects of to this day. We don't have our own first-round pick because of that DeJounte Murray trade. We're hoping the Sacramento Kings don't let in the draft lottery because of that DeJounte Murray trade. But Landry Fields was able to salvage it by bringing in a Dyson Daniels and say, you know what? You know what? That was a good move, Landry. Bringing Dyson Daniels in here, getting something back for DeJounte Murray, and especially a guy who is a Defensive Player of the Year finalist, led the league in steals, led the league in deflections, led the league in steals per game. Getting that guy for DeJounte Murray, we'll take it. He may not be the consistent scorer that DeJounte Murray is, but guess what? He does all the other things that you need. Obviously, defensively, he was probably an upgrade over DeJounte Murray, who was not a bad defender himself. But he was definitely an upgrade defensively. He got the rebounds. He got assists. Obviously got steals. Did all the little things that you needed to shut down the opposing player's best player. So that's one move that Landry Fields has recently made. He made that this offseason. And then if you go to the trade deadline, even more recently, he gave the Hawks something they were desperately lacking. Depth. The Hawks had no depth until they made that trade. Then they got some pretty good depth. When you talk about George Niang, when you talk about Caris LeVert, you can throw Terrence Mann in there. And I understand Terrence Mann didn't necessarily have the – he wasn't the most consistent player for the Hawks for sure, but he still showed his moments and he still was solid defensively. He can still be that 3-and-D guy for you. But Caris LeVert, spark off the bench as far as offense go. George Niang, spark off the bench as far as a leader, an enforcer, rebounder, three-point shooter. He's got some good post work too. He gave you some much-needed depth that I thought was a good move. When you look at what he did in the totality of that trade deadline, basically flipping Bogdan Bogdanovic and DeAndre Hunter for George Niang, Caris LeVert, and Terrence Mann. If you look at it like that, that's a good trade deadline to me. Those are good moves in its totality to me. And again, maybe you feel differently, but this is just how I feel. What Landry Fields has done for us lately, I thought was good. Did he get off to a little bit of a rocky start? Yeah, but that was his first time being – this was his first stop as a GM. And as far as what he had done for us lately, I didn't mind what Landry Fields had done. I thought it was actually pretty good. So again, I don't think he deserved to be fired. To me, this smells like a scapegoat. Smells like a scapegoat to me. And I don't even understand why the Hawks need a scapegoat for this season. The scapegoat is Jalen Johnson getting hurt. I don't think you needed a scapegoat. You didn't need to do something just to do it, which this is what it feels like. It feels like you made this move just to say, hey, we made a move. We know we may be underachieved a little bit this year without Jalen Johnson, which I don't even necessarily agree with. But it feels like this is a very knee-jerk reaction to me, like, okay, fan base might be a little upset we ain't making out of the play-in for a second straight year. Let's go ahead and get rid of Landry Fields. We know some of the fan base don't like him anyway. They not going to care. Landry, bye-bye. That's what it feels like to me. And I don't think that's a fair shake for Landry Fields, who, again, made some good moves, did some solid things. Did Caris LeVert win us a couple of games? Yeah. Was George Niang vital in a couple of games? Yeah. Terrence Mann has some good games, too, in there. So, oh, and by the way, Dyson Dales, was he important? Oh, yeah. Duh. So, again, this just feels really like a knee-jerk reaction to me. This feels like they felt like they needed a scapegoat when in actuality they really didn't. All the Hawks needed to do this offseason was use their freaking $50 million they're going to have to spend and go get somebody that helps make this team better, that gets this team over the hump, that shows this team is not just a playing team, that shows this team is not just okay with being in playing purgatory. What I wanted to see and what I still want to see this offseason is Tony Ressler finally be willing to open up that checkbook, go get Trae Young, go get Jalen Johnson, go get Dyson Daniels, go get Zachary Suche, go get Onyeka Kongwu some help, and then let's see what's popping. I didn't need a GM move. I didn't need that. And again, I'm really interested to hear from y'all again, 404-726-0929. Because me personally, I didn't need Landry Fields gone. I didn't feel that need. And maybe you feel differently. So my main question to you is going to be, do you feel like this was a necessary move for the Atlanta Falcons? Do you feel like firing Landry Fields was a necessary move for the Atlanta Falcons? 404-726-0929. Do you feel like this was a necessary move for the Atlanta Falcons? Yes or no? Because I don't. All I want and all I need the Atlanta Falcons to do, not Atlanta Falcons, wow, Atlanta Hawks. I think I've been saying Falcons for the last like minute, but you know what I'm talking about. All I need the Atlanta Hawks to do is to spend that money that they're going to have this offseason, go get us a legit piece, whether it's a Miles Turner, whether it's trading for a Kevin Durant, even though I don't necessarily like trading for a Kevin Durant because I don't necessarily want to give up any pieces. I'd rather just spend the money we have and go get pieces that don't require us giving anything else up but money. But you get what I'm saying. Go use that money wisely in free agency. Go get us some help and make sure we're not a playing team next year. I don't think this was a Landry Fields problem. If Jalen Johnson didn't get hurt, I think we would have been able to be a top six seed. I think we would have battled with Detroit. And even if we would have still been in the play-in, I think we definitely would have been a seven seed with Jalen Johnson in, and I think we would have gotten out of the play-in. Now, I don't know how much better that makes us feel, but at the end of the day, even with Jalen Johnson, this team was probably a first-round exit, a tough first-round exit, but still probably a first-round exit at best. So the fact that they didn't make it out of the play-in without Jalen Johnson, I'm not overly mad at it. If they did get out of the play-in, if they didn't meet with Cleveland or if they didn't meet with Boston, they were going to be a first-round exit. I mean, let's keep it a bean. Let's keep it a buck. Let's keep it 100. They were going to be a first-round exit regardless. Maybe they could have went six games with Cleveland and or Boston. Maybe. Maybe they could have made this series interesting. Maybe. But without Jalen Johnson, we knew this team wasn't going anywhere for real, for real. So the fact they didn't make out a plan, maybe it's just me, but I didn't necessarily care. Like, yes, I wanted the Atlanta Hawks to get out of the play and make the playoffs. Of course, but that's just because I'm an Atlanta Hawks fan. But if we're being realistic, them making out of the play-in versus them getting outed in the first round in five or six games or however many, not much of a difference. Not a whole lot of difference to me. Now, again, maybe that's just me, but.
No, because I agree.
Thank you, Noel.
And I'm glad you smelling what I'm smelling.
I'm smelling it, Noel. It smell like scapegoat. It smell like Curry scapegoat in here.
But you know why? You know why it passed?
Why is that?
Because Nico sound crazy in Dallas.
Man, he does, man.
And it's way more attention on, I didn't know how much the fans connected with you than what we got going on here. So they benefit from that.
That's true. That's true. They like, man, you know what? Nico talking so crazy over there in Dallas.
Yeah, that was insanity.
We can fire Landry Field and nobody's even going to notice.
Man.
Nobody's even going to talk about it.
Under the radar.
Yeah. Man, that is a very good point. Nico didn't know how much. Oh, he said what? He said he didn't know how much Luka meant to the fans? Oh, okay. Yeah, go ahead and do it now. Yeah, go ahead and get Landry Fields out of here now. Quick. Slide him out the back door.
That's better than sliding in on a Friday at midnight.
Right, exactly. Man, what? Oh. Anywho, appreciate y'all phone calls, man. We're going to get to y'all phone calls here on the other side. I just had to fully vent to y'all. I had to take the full 15 to vent to y'all this morning, man, about this because I just did not think this needed to happen. I don't think the Hawks needed to do this. It feels scapegoaty. It feels knee-jerky. And I don't necessarily like it. I mean, maybe Ansi Sala ends up being a really good GM. And we'll see who they get as far as the president of basketball operations go, but to me, this move just didn't seem necessary. So I ask you this question. 404-726-0929. Was firing Landry Fields necessary? Yes or no? And did you like the Hawks firing Landry Fields? Yes or no? Those are the questions. I'll hand it over to you next segment. 404-726-0929 is the number. 404-726-0929 is the number. Chief, I see you. Frank, LeBron, I see you. We'll get to you on the other side. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Tuesday morning on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Your early morning sports fix. Is the Hometown Take on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Tuesday morning. I hope y'all are doing well. Shout out to all my people that are tuned in, tapped in right now, that are on their way to work, already at work. Appreciate you tuning in. Shout out to all my people that are tuned in, tapped in right now, that are on their way to the gym, already at the gym. Appreciate you as well. All my truck drivers riding around and getting it out there right now. Appreciate y'all as well. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at _DylanMatthews on all social media platforms as well. And make sure you download that free Odyssey app so you can listen to the station wherever, whenever. And if you're not usually an early riser, but you're enjoying the show this morning, guess what? You can listen whenever. All you got to do is download that free Odyssey app. It's easy, I'm telling you. Just download it on your smartphone and all your smart devices. Then once you got it downloaded, search for 92.9 The Game. Once you find the radio station, then find my show, The Hometown Take. Follow it, subscribe to it, and then you'll be able to listen to my show wherever, whenever. It could be 7 a.m. once you're getting up and get ready for work, 8 a.m. once you're on your way to work, 10 a.m. once you're getting settled in at work, or 5 p.m. once you're on your way home from work. Don't matter. You can listen whenever you like. Yeah. We're going to the phone lines right now. 404-726-0929 is the number. 404-726-0929 is the number. Two questions. One, do you think the Hawks firing Landry Fields was necessary? Did it need to happen? I don't think it needed to happen. I just think they needed to go out, spend that $50 million they're going to have this offseason wisely, and it was going to be all gravy. Because, again, the last couple moves that Landry Fields made, I liked. Going to get Dyson Daniels and salvaging something back for DeJounte Murray, who ends up Dyson Daniels ended up being a defensive player of the year finalist. That's a pretty good swap, if you ask me. And, again, I know he wasn't necessarily the scorer that DeJounte Murray was, but we got scoring. We don't need that. Dyson Daniels brought something this Hawks team needed. He brought defense. He brought steals, deflections, energy on the defensive end. A guy who could shut down the opposing team's best player night in and night out on a consistent basis. That's what we needed. So making that move, that's a good look for Landry to me. What he did during the trade deadline, flipping Bogdan Bogdanovich and DeAndre Hunter for George Niang, Caris LeVert, and Terrence Mann. That's a pretty good look. And I know Terrence Mann hasn't been the consistent scorer, but he's still been a pretty good defender. And he still provides some good depth on the bench. So that was a pretty good look to me, too. So do you think firing Landry Fields was necessary is one question. And do you think this was a knee-jerk reaction and kind of a scapegoaty move by the Hawks? 404-726-0929, 404-726-0929. Do you think Landry Fields deserved to be fired? Let's go out to the phone lines right now. Let's talk to my guy, Chief, out there in South Fulton. What's happening, Chief?
What's happening, Chief?
Not much, man. How we doing here on this Tuesday morning?
We can be doing much better if my professional basketball team didn't think I was an idiot.
talk about it, Chief. Talk about it, man.
What are we doing? Let me give you three names, first of all. Larry Nance, Capella, and Jalen Johnson. That's why we didn't do well in the playoffs right there.
Facts. That's a very good point because I didn't even bring those guys up, but Larry Nance was playing well right when he got hurt. He had just started getting some good minutes, was playing well. Clint Capella, we know what he brings rebounding-wise. He's not necessarily the same player that he used to be, but he was still a very good rebounder. So and of course, Jalen Johnson goes unsaid. So, yeah.
No size. Now, know the man that he didn't deserve to get fired. You're using him as a scapegoat, like you said. Smell like cherry to me. But you know, the thing that irritates me most with the Hawks is that we're using this man as a scapegoat when it's the ownership.
Yes.
And I've been screaming ownership for the whole 2 years now because you're cheap.
Yep.
You're cheap. You promised us that you were not afraid to spend money, and you hadn't spent the money. I'm sorry. Don't tell me anything until you get Trae Young, somebody to play with on a consistent basis. And it got to be more than just you got to get the man a shooter.
Yeah.
Get him a stud to protect him sometime.
I'm with you.
This is ridiculous. I'm sick of it. The Hawks, they get on my last nerve. They're working my last nerve.
I'm with you. I'm all the way with you, Chief. I appreciate the phone call, brother, man. Spot on by Chief. Absolutely spot on. It's not Landry Fields. Is this team not spending money? Somebody answer me this. Has Trae Young played with an all-star yet?
No.
Thank you, Noel. That would be a big fat no.
Well, if you ask Twitter, they will tell you he had 00 Jeff Teague.
Come on now.
He had a 40-plus-year-old Vince Carter.
Come on now.
Yeah. We get stuff like that.
We're not counting those.
We get a DeJounte Murray that ain't been to the All-Star game since.
Yeah.
Yeah, he gets those kind of All-Stars. But also, can I ask a question? Can I ask you a question?
For sure. Shoot away.
When's the last time we had a backup point guard?
No.
You know, I'm going to hang up and listen.
That's a great question. If I had to think, let me think. Maybe Jeff Teague or maybe Dennis Schroeder. I don't even know. Kirk Heinrich? Mike Bibby? I don't know. I have no clue when the last time we actually had a legit backup point. Oh, no, I know. Rondo. That's the last time we had a legit backup point guard.
Rondo slash Lou,
yeah.
That was like forever ago.
Rondo was the year after we went to the Eastern Conference Finals. That was the year after. So, there you go. So, I mean, it's been a minute. The point is, it's been a minute.
You just can't stay on the court. Like, I think Kobe will be that guy if he can get there.
Exactly. Yeah, he has to stay healthy because I think Kobe Bufkin has shown some very promising things, not only in College Park, but with Atlanta when he's been on the court. Problem is, he just ain't been on the court. So that's a problem there too. But I'm fully with Chief as far as this ownership group, Tony Ressler specifically. He told us at the end of 2021 that he's not afraid to spend money. He's not afraid of luxury tax. This team just has to show they're a winner. They're a competitive team. Well, guess what? You saw at the beginning of the season, before Jalen Johnson got hurt, that this team can be competitive, that this team can be a non-play-in team, that it can be a competitive top six type of team. We have money to spend, $50 million plus. If we don't do something this offseason, I'm going to be of this notion. If we don't do anything this offseason noteworthy, to me, it's going to scream, we're never going to do anything until the ownership is different. And I hate to have to go that route, but that's the route it's going. That's the route it's given. And again, I'll give it this offseason because we do have a lot of money to spend. So I'll give it this offseason. But if I don't see major changes after this offseason, that's how I'm going to be feeling. Straight up. Straight like that. 404-726-0929. Let's get these last couple of calls in here before we have to catch a break. Let's go out to my guy, Frank. Frank, what's going on, man? How you feeling this morning, brother?
Hey, man, I'm doing great. And no, he did not deserve to be fired. And no, it is not Curry. It's Jerk.
Jerk. That's the flavor of the day, huh?
Front office. Yes, they definitely should have kept that brother because he's doing a good job. And I don't think the only thing I think we need is just get us a big man to rebound and defend the goal. And somebody in Miles Turner, that $50 million that we can bring in.
Yes.
But no, the brother's not certified. I think he's doing a lot of good things, and he salvaged that trade with DeJounte Murray, and we're on the right track. If we get us a big man in, protect the rim, and rebound, I think we'll be all right. It ain't on him. It's on management. And one last thing.
Yeah.
Don't call me about no season ticket if you don't make that happen in all season.
Hey.
Thank you. That's all I got.
Hey, all right, I stand right there with you, Frank. I can't even be mad at you, Frank. Until that makes some moves. Until they willing to show they spend some money, State Farm Arena is a great place to be. Fans can feel that way. They have every right to feel that way. Until the on-court product gets better, and it has a chance to get a lot better with the money you got to spend this season, so spend the money, make the on-court product better, then you can call Frank about the season tickets. Then and only then can you call Frank about the season tickets. So there you go. All right, let's get one more in here. before we head to break. Let's get my guy LeBron in here. LeBron, what's going on, man? Yes,
what's up,
sir.
What's up to the number one morning show?
Hey, I appreciate it, LeBron. How you doing this morning, brother?
Man, you, anytime you talk Atlanta sports, man, you feel some type of way, man.
Man, LeBron, you're right there with me, bro. You right there with me, bro. I mean, we ATLians, man. It make us feel some type of way.
Every day, man. But it's hard to represent us when folks coming in a sideways talking about they squad. And what can I say? What we done did lately, man.
Right.
And I agree with you. My man should not have been fired. But we got to talk about the elephant in the room, though, and them last minutes of the overtime when Trey and Miller was going at it. How that man going to be out in your house, Trey, and you ain't hitting Trey, but that man dropping Trey's on you?
Yeah, that's true enough.
And one sequence, Trey wasn't even checking the man. It was like he was on the playground, bro. Like, I dare you to shoot that.
Oh, he did. He made it, too. He wet that thing, too. I was like, come on, Trey, what are we doing? I'm glad you brought it up because that had me frustrated too, LeBron. That had me frustrated too. I'm like, bro, we're overtime. This is to go to the playoffs. You better put a hand up. Right. Don't dare him to shoot. Right. This ain't pickup.
Exactly. Like we in the backyard. Like, right. Hey, Dylan, I dare you to make that from behind the rock.
Right.
I dare you to shoot that.
Hey, LeBron, he had like, Trey act like he put a dub on it or something. Come on.
Right. Exactly. So I was like, man, that just blew me. But I just had to get that off me, man. Because at the end of the day, it is what it is, man. The Hawks ain't going to do what they do. We always talk about waiting the next year. And as the rest of the franchise, it seemed to be the same pattern, waiting the next year. So it's frustrating, man. But we're going to have to break that bank on somebody, man. But yeah, it's always, like you said, or the young lady said, we write the best retirement checks in any league for everybody, man.
Right.
Well, you want to retire? Hey, come on. Today, man, we'll cut your retirement check. Mm-hmm. Look at Cousin. I hate to bring that up, but
that's true enough.
He got down on us, bro. Hey, but thank you for my call. Thank you for my call. Continue to do what you do. Number one morning show. Love, baby.
Hey, love, man. Appreciate that, LeBron. You have a great rest of your day, brother, man. I appreciate that, big dog. And look, again, spot on. You know, we brought in some names, but some names past their prime, i.e. Dwight Howard, i.e. Rondo. Lou Will was solid. He's still got a little bit left in the tank. He helped us go to the Eastern Conference Finals. So I'll leave Lou out of this. I'll leave Lim Pepper Lou out of this. i.e. Vince Carter. And Vince Carter was okay, too. But still, we need somebody in the prime of their career right now. Go get me a Miles Turner. Go get me somebody who can legit make this team a contender, a non-playing team, because they'll be a top six or a top four team in the league. We got the money to do it. Let's just go do it. How hard can it be? Appreciate the calls, y'all. I'm glad y'all let me know I wasn't tripping. Because maybe I thought for a second, I thought maybe I'm tripping. Maybe Landry isn't as liked as I thought. But I'm glad y'all let me know. At least some of y'all out there feel the same way I do. Appreciate it. You can always hit me up on all social media platforms at _ Dylan Matthews as well. When we come back, the Atlanta Braves make it 4 in a row, baby. That was some good news we got last night. And also, the Falcons made a move that maybe could lead to another move? Question mark? We'll talk about it next here on the Hometown Take. Live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Tuesday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Back to your early morning sports fix. Is the Hometown Take on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Tuesday morning. I hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my people that are tuned in, tapped in right now that are on their way to work or are already at work. Shout out to my people that are tuned in, tapped in right now that are on their way to the gym, already at the gym. All my truck drivers tuned in right now. Appreciate you as well. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. How about four in a row for the Bravos? That was the good news. There is a little bad news, but let's focus on the good news first. The Braves rally 5-run eighth inning to take a 7-3 lead. Now, it got a little dicey there in the top of the ninth with Raisel Iglesias. However, a 1-inch ground out helped the Braves secure the 7-6 victory over the St. Louis Cardinals and get their fourth victory in a row. So, look, man, this offense right now, ooh-wee, this offense is making me feel all warm and fuzzy inside. I'm not ready to say what I'm thinking yet. I'm going to say it anyways because I just said it like that. But this offense starting to smell like 2023. I mean, I got to say it. I got to put it out there. The offense, if they can keep doing what they're doing, they're smelling a little bit like 2023. 7 runs after you just had a high-scoring series. You put up 16 runs in the 3 games you had against the Twins. 7 in the opening game of this 3-game set with the St. Louis Cardinals. Sean Murphy, 3-run homer. Austin Riley, 2-run homer. Michael Harris, getting hot. Matt Olson, another RBI. I mean, it's looking good. That is what Braves baseball feels like. I feel like I almost lost that feeling for a little bit, but it's starting to come back now. And the Braves' bats are heating up as this weather is heating up. And I absolutely love it. So, look, the Braves did what they had to do and got the job done. Schwele was good enough. And, look, this is what I'm talking about. If you get this Braves offense firing on all cylinders like it looks like it's starting to now, you don't need Spencer Schwellenbach to be and that doesn't mean we don't want him to be as lights out and as dominant as he was in his first few starts. But he doesn't. If this Braves offense is firing on cylinders, you don't need Spencer Schwellenbach to be perfect or near perfect like he was at the beginning of the season. It's okay if he gives up a couple of runs. It's going to happen. It's Major League Baseball. You're facing professional hitters too. But if this offense does what we know it's capable of and does the things that it did last night, it's okay if Schwelle gives up two or three runs a night, because that offense can put up seven or put up five in one inning, and they're never out of it like they showed you last night. So it's just really refreshing to get this form of the Atlanta Braves that we are getting right now. Now, what we don't want anymore is Raisel Iglesias giving up three runs in the top of the ninth inning going for a save, or, you know, going for the win, because it wasn't a save situation when Raisel first came in. Or I guess it was, because it was 7-3, so it was within four runs. I think if it's within four, then you can technically get the save, or get the save, not technically, but, you know, that counts as a save. But anywho, the point is, Raisel, you know, obviously needs to hone it in a little bit, but, you know, I don't expect him to consistently do what he did yesterday. And then obviously it hurt him giving up the two-run homer, and we know that Raisel, if anything, is liable to give up a home run, you know, every few outings or so. And, you know, that's just the kind of pitcher he is. He's just liable to give up, you know, home runs. And, you know, our old friend William Contreras got him. So it is what it is. But, look, you had enough wiggle room, and that three-run homer by Sean Murphy obviously proved to be big. So you had enough wiggle room, and you were able to give up the three runs without having to sacrifice the win. But again, Schwelle was good, and he was all the Braves needed him to be. Seven innings, gave up eight hits, three runs, two of them were earned, five strikeouts, didn't walk anybody though, didn't give up any homers. Again, that's okay. If this Braves offense is doing what it did last night, that's fine. You can take that, and you take that every single day of the week. That's a quality start from Spencer Strider. And that's all you need if this Braves offense is doing what it's supposed to do and doing what it's capable of. All you need from your pitchers are quality starts, because this Braves offense is so dangerous. And we saw that last night. So that was good to see. The Braves went 7-6, four in a row. But this brings me to the not-so-great news of the Atlanta Braves. And that is, tonight, they'll be right back at it, taking on the St. Louis Cardinals. But we don't know who's going to be pitching for the Braves. It's going to be a bullpen game. We're going to have an opener. Why are we going to have an opener? Spencer Strider is unfortunately back on the injured list. He's back on the 15-day IL with a hamstring strain. Happened yesterday while he was playing catch, and just, you know, felt a little discomfort there. And they're going to know more of more about the injury and the severity of the injury a little bit later on. So it's tough, man. It just, again, you got one good thing going. And look, getting W's and getting wins, however you got to get them, is most important. Don't get me wrong on that. And hamstrings can be very tricky. So hopefully it's not something that Spencer Strider hasn't missed a lot of time on. But the one thing you don't want to do is rush anybody back, pitcher, position player, whatever it is. You don't want to rush him back off a hamstring, because we know how severe a hamstring can be if you pull it, pop it, whatever the case is. So got to be careful with this, and you don't want to rush Spencer Strider back. Hopefully he doesn't have to miss too much time, but you don't want to have to rush him back. So again, you're gonna need guys like AJ Smith-Shawver and the Bryce Elders of the world, and other guys to continue to step up. And I don't know if maybe we get somebody else to come up from, you know, AAA, but we'll see. So tough break for Spencer Strider, literally one start, and now he's back on the IL again. So very frustrating for him, obviously for Brian Snicker and that whole team. You think you get, you know, one of your best, if not your best pitcher back, and then he's right back on the IL again. But hopefully, again, he'll be able to come back sooner rather than later. But he is back on the 15-day IL with a hamstring strain. And again, they're going to know more about just exactly what his timetable looks like here in the coming days, hours, when they're able to take a deeper look into it. So frustrating for sure, but again, let's focus on the big picture here. Braves bats are getting hot. Austin Riley is scorching right now. By the way, he absolutely owns the Arizona Cardinals, so hopefully he can be a guy that carries you throughout this series. I had the stat pulled up. I think he has hit seven homers or something crazy like that in his last 12 games against the Cardinals. I mean, Riley has seven homers in the last 12 games against the Cardinals. I mean, absolutely just killing Cardinals pitching, and we'd love to see it. Hopefully that can continue tonight because we are going to need this offense to continue to come through, especially tonight if you're going to have a bullpen game. Offense is going to be key. Sean Murphy staying hot as well. We talked about his three-run homer. Michael Harris, another RBI. It was a big RBI. Tie-breaking sacrifice fly right before Sean Murphy went deep. So, look, not only are you having the bat teed up to where you're getting the big home runs, but you're also doing well hitting situationally. Michael Harris. So what? He didn't get a base hit. Guess what? He still got that runner home and still got an important run home for the Braves on that sacrifice fly. So it's okay if not every single, you know, at bat is a RBI when you got runners in scoring position. But if you have that guy on third base with one out and you hit a sacrifice fly, that as long as they're getting the job done. And that's part of what Michael Harris did yesterday. And that's just how you have to that's just how you have to come through in some of those situations. Even if it's, again, if it's not an RBI single, if it can at least be a sacrifice fly, so what? You're getting a run across the board. That's all that matters. So that was good to see from the Atlanta Braves getting again, big 7-6 win over the St. Louis Cardinals in that series opener. They'll be back at it tonight. Again, still not sure, still TBD on who's going to be starting for the Braves. And we'll see who they end up going with in their opener, but it is going to be a bullpen game, and we'll see who takes the mound first. But again, hopefully the offense got more runs where it came from last night because might need them tonight as well. And hopefully they can make it 5 in a row tonight too. All right, real quick before we wrap things up and hand things off to the morning shift, I do want to quickly mention that the Falcons signed a quarterback yesterday, Easton Stick, former backup quarterback for the Los Angeles Chargers. He is in the ATL. The Falcons announced the move yesterday. Look, I don't know if this means there's a impending Kirk Cousins move coming. I tend to think not. I don't think there's a Kirk Cousins move happening until after the draft. And because, I mean, that's what we've heard. The report has been that Kirk Cousins isn't going to waive his no-trade clause until after the draft, so he knows what the quarterback landscape looks like. But maybe getting a guy like Easton Stick just shows that maybe they have something in place. Who knows? But I don't think this means that anything is going to happen, you know, anytime soon in the next day or so. I still think it's going to be a move after the draft as far as Kirk Cousins goes. But we'll see. It is interesting. Does make you raise your eyebrow a little bit when you talk about Easton Stick signing with the Falcons, because he is a very capable, a solid backup quarterback. And that's the kind of guy you would be okay with having behind Michael Penix Jr., just in case, and again, knock on whatever this table is made out of, but in case anything happens to Michael Penix, you would feel okay with Easton Stick being over there. He backed up Justin Herbert, and he's done some good things in the NFL as a backup quarterback. So, again, I don't think this means anything's going to happen right now at this moment, but maybe they have something in place, and maybe this does mean they feel like they are going to eventually be able to trade Kirk Cousins at some point this offseason. So we'll see, and we'll keep you up to date as always. As it is draft week, we'll keep you up to date on what we're hearing about our Atlanta Falcons. All right, that is my time. I appreciate y'all tuning in this morning. The Morning Shift coming up next with a special guest, Abe Gordon, joining Mike Johnson at Odyssey's Earth Day as they are on site, and they are doing some good things there. And Squid Billy still with the Morning Shift. He is in the Squid Billy studios today, but the Morning Shift, Mike Johnson, is out with Abe Gordon at the Metro Atlanta Urban Farm, where they're going to be planting some trees and doing all sorts of good things here today on Earth Day. So we're going to have the Morning Shift, part of the Morning Shift, at Metro Atlanta Urban Farms, and Squid Billy back at Squid Billy Studios as he continues to care for his newborn daughter. But I appreciate y'all tuning in. Morning Shift coming up next. I'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Until then, peace.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.